Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. Usually I'm screaming and yelling about what we're going to have on today's show, but unfortunately, today's podcast is going to be a little bit different than usual after what we saw on Dark Side of the Ring last night. For those who didn't watch Dark Side of the Ring, second half of their third season debuted last night, The Plane Ride from Hell. And obviously here on Busted Open, we take sexual accusations extremely serious. The things that were said in that episode, we take very, very serious. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to this show today probably look at some of the legends that they looked up to very differently. After watching that show yesterday, you know, Tommy, who's a member of our team and our friend, was on that show yesterday. And I there's no way for me to, Mark, make this look pretty, and it shouldn't at all. Again, we take it very serious. To the victims of that incident, our hearts go out to them. Mark, this is a very, very difficult situation for us. I really don't know what to say. I can't speak. I wasn't there. I wasn't a part of the show. I can't speak for anybody. But, you know, just how difficult and how serious we're taking this situation, Mark.
Yeah, Dave. Like, I mean, the Bible says be slow to speak. And today should be one of those days because judgment is not ours. It's God's. I've been blessed in my life to have grace for dumb shit that I said and did in my life. And I hope that we can, you know, be giving in that sense. But there's no way that we could come on this show and not address the elephant in the room and say, yeah, Listen, we don't condone that kind of behavior, nor do we want to gloss over it and make our fan base feel like we're not conscious, because we talk about it from, you know, sexism to racism to anything that's negative in our world, because we want to keep it out of our wrestling space. Unfortunately, it's called the dark side of the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know what? Like, they're doing their job. We got to do ours. I feel sorry for anybody that's a victim, because I've been one before, and it doesn't feel good. And Busted Open has a responsibility to bust it open, to say that that's not behavior that is becoming, and we're not apologizing because we didn't do anything wrong. But believe you me, like, we're not going to be that show that doesn't address it. And yeah, and I think that this is good for us to let our fans know that.
Yeah, and there's accountability. And again, our hearts go out to any victims. And, you know, being a father, you being a father, of daughters.
Oh my gosh.
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, this is not something we take lightly. But you know, seeing social media and seeing what it was being talked about last night, what was being talked about this morning, you know, we felt we had to, for our fan base and for our listeners, that we had to address it right off the bat at the top of the show.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, we can't speak of this incident because we weren't involved in this incident. We weren't involved in the show, but you know, we're doing our best and just let it know that we are taking this extremely serious, and you know, what happens will happen. And we just know that we are not taking this lightly at all. Sexual accusations like these, strong sexual accusations, we do not take lightly, obviously.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, there's going to be people that are going to have the keyboard muscles, kind of like the people with the liquor muscles. Why I don't go to bars, because I know that somebody's going to get liquored up and come and jump on me. Well, there's people that are going to be really strong this morning with their opinions about what happened, and they're going to want to come on here and muddy up the show. Well, guys, I don't want to hang up on you, but if I have to, I will. What we want to do is have a great show talking about pro wrestling, and with all accountability, we are not the judges of what happened last night. So I don't want to be the judge of what happens with Tommy. I don't want to be the person that is carrying around the axe, because that's not what we do here. You know, like, so let it be known, be respectful, and we'll be respectful and kind.
Yeah, and obviously we don't condone the behavior that was put out there on Dark Side of the Ring last night. You know, Mark, we're going to do our best to entertain today, you know, as we do on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. And, you know, we're not going to shy away from anything either.
No.
So, you know, our listeners are our family, Mark. You know, we're all brothers. Tommy is a member of our team as well. And, you know, and we're going to do our best to address this situation. And Mark, you know, hopefully we'll be better from it. You can always learn from everything. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that we addressed it right off top of the show. I didn't want to shy away from it. I didn't want to ignore it, because by shying away and by ignoring, it almost comes across like you're condoning. And we're not condoning
right. This
behavior at all. So,
and our fan base knows that, Dave.
They're not stupid. They know.
They're not stupid at all. They're listening. We probably have more listeners today because they want to see the fact that where our guys are. We know that they're not going to dodge anything. That's not us.
Hey, everyone. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Sawdust Podcast Network. Throughout the week, we're providing you with a vast array of betting and fantasy insight, advice, and analysis. Check out our library of podcasts, including Fade the Noise with me and the good sir Nathaniel Lundy, Fantasy Fast Track with me and Brandon Fun Buns Funston, Annie Up with Howard Bender and Adam Ronis, and Sticks and Stacks with Sean Drotar. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. AEW owner and president, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning. Is this your guys' version of the Suzuki incident? Not having
no, no, I'm going to look at more as it as a positive thing. Like, this is the acapella. Like, you know, this is our going, like, without the music for Fozzy's Judas. You know, we're just, the crowd is singing Tony Time in to the show. How about that?
Yeah, that's
very good. That's very good canon. It's very topical after the crowd sang Judas when Dan Lambert cut off Chris on Dynamite. So that's very good. And tonight on AEW Rampage on TNT, I think hopefully nobody will try to cut off Chris, but I think we're going to have a really great show tonight, and we're having a very big week coming off the fourth straight week. Dynamite has been the number one show on cable on Wednesday nights. So it's a really good streak, and I think we're going to have a really great Rampage tonight with two title matches.
Looking forward to it, because being a part of that Prudential Newark crowd on Wednesday, Tony, I mean, what a great experience, you know, again, just that rock concert atmosphere for these shows, huge crowd. And I told you last week that my brother was coming, who hasn't been to a show since 1984. And he had just heard about AEW, so he wanted to experience it. And he asked me, he goes, how long has this company been around? I go, this hasn't even been on the air for 2 years yet. And he was blown away when he heard that. And man, again, I know I say this to you a lot. I hope you're really sitting back and enjoying what you've been able to accomplish in such a short time.
I absolutely am. I really appreciate it every time you say it. And it was a great crowd, and we're going to have a great crowd for tonight's Rampage. It's a really, really cool thing we have tonight. I really enjoy a great Friday night after one of these wins. You know, we get the ratings in on Thursday, and it makes it that much sweeter at Rampage on Friday when Dynamite finishes number one on cable. It's the fourth straight week, and I think Rampage is off to a really great start. And this is a really important show because it's the final stop in AEW before we go to Grand Slam next week, which is the biggest week of television in AEW history by far. And so we're just so hot right now. And it's because of you, Dave. It's because of all you guys, all the great fans, and everybody who's a part of AEW is all moving in such a great direction right now. It's just a lot of fun. And tonight on Rampage, we like to have fun on Friday nights. And it's going to be a really fun environment tonight, coming off another great win for Dynamite.
Tony, I love the Prudential Center. I love the arenas that it looked like they keep going up and up and up to the sky. And everybody's telling me, I've never been in Arthur Ashe Stadium, but I hear, and from what I've seen online, it's the ultimate arena as far as looking up and seeing seat after seat after row after row. Like, have you been into the stadium?
Yeah, I have. It's amazing. I was there just a couple months ago during the summer. I went up to do some promotional stuff and announced the show. I went and I took Orange Cassidy with me and we did some promos there, and it's tremendous. We were in center court and you can see every seat from there. I mean, truly, the ring will be visible to every single seat with zero obstruction, which is, you know, when you buy a ticket, that's kind of what you expect. But in this case, you're going to be like right on top of the ring. It's a really, really neat venue, Arthur Ashe Stadium. They had never done a wrestling show there. So it's great to be the first, but it's pretty amazing when you can be the first wrestling show in such a historic, awesome venue that's very famous worldwide. You know, it's known throughout America as the home of the U.S. Open, but the U.S. Open is watched in most countries in the world, and it's a pretty prestigious event, and this is really cool that the Parks District and the U.S. Open folks agreed to have AEW Grand Slam, and I'm really hoping this can be something we can do in New York with Arthur Ashe Stadium every year.
Tony, it took us 50 minutes to get out of the parking lot. The people would not leave. This is becoming not only a pre-tailgate type of feel before, people are hanging out after the shows talking about wrestling. Like, AEW has brought the passion back to the fan, and I guess the reward for that is a great product. Continuing to have a great product is awesome. Please, without any spoilers, like, what is the thing that you most want to get across to the fans over the next few weeks?
What a great question. I think it's a great question, Mark. And tonight on Rampage, you got two title matches, and it's going to really launch us into next week, which is the biggest week of television we've ever done. I think tonight we're going to find out who's going to be the World Tag Team Champions. We're going to find out who's going to be the TNT champion. We have an amazing story that's been going for weeks between Ty Conti, Anna Jay, the return of them as a team, and Ty Conti coming back with Anna as her partner after Anna was out with a shoulder surgery for a long time to take on the Bunny and Penelope. Tonight we have the Bunny taking on Anna Jay one-on-one. Anna came back and really stuck up for her friend. And we saw in the Casino Battle Royale at the pay-per-view, these four are just, it's an explosive situation. Really excited for this match tonight. And I just think the biggest thing I can say to our fans is right now, both television shows, we try to make them can't miss. Really fun shows for the fans. Next week, more so than anything we've ever done before, Grand Slam will be a television event. I'm going to try and set it up tonight on Rampage. We'll announce the full card for Grand Slam tonight. I'm planning an 11-match card across the two shows. It's going to be a special two-hour Rampage at 10 o'clock next week on TNT. We've never done that before with 4 hours of TV. It's the biggest television event in AEW history, which is really saying something because we've had a lot of number one shows and big events, and this is the biggest thing we've ever done. So I think it's a great time for people to check out AEW, and I know there's a lot of people that have heard of the company and checked it out, and there might be people in a couple of years that even ducked in and checked it out once or twice and might maybe it was something different than what they were looking for. Well, I would ask people to give us a look right now. I really think we've had a great couple years, and we've done 102 episodes of Dynamite now. And I just think we've come so far in that time. The roster right now is, in my opinion, the best in wrestling. I'm biased because I went out and signed the people and paid them. So I must think something of them all, but I really do believe it's the best roster in wrestling. And we also have the best fans in wrestling. And since the fans came back and we've returned to the packed arenas, we took a show that was really hot and managed to navigate the pandemic, and we've come out and made it the hottest wrestling show in the world. And with Rampage launching, it's just a great time to get into AEW. And I really believe there's something for everyone here in the shows. And Mark, you're a great part of the shows. And we've now with AEW Rampage, you've added something. And I really, really believe that is a signature part of the show with the main event call. I look forward to it every Friday when you get together and do what is almost like a modern Zoom meeting with the two people in the main event. And I'm looking forward to tonight when you talk to Miro and Fuego del Sol about their rematch, and Fuego del Sol, a real everyman, and to see him putting his new car on the line that he bought with his contract money. That is a real blue collar story that I think so many people can relate to. And on the other hand, Miro, the TNT champion, really, he doesn't need the car. He's just doing this really as another opportunity to humiliate Fuego on television, I think. So it's going to be a fun show tonight. And I just want people to know that every Wednesday and Friday, we try to give people great shows on TNT.
And wow. You mentioned tonight, Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. And, of course, AEW Dynamite every single Wednesday at 8 p.m. on TNT. And as Tony just said, you know, next week, huge week, Grand Slam, Arthur Ashe Stadium, New York City, Dynamite, two-hour Dynamite on Wednesday, and a two-hour Rampage on Friday next week. But don't forget about Rampage tonight. And you know, we look back to what happened in New Jersey. We just look back to these last couple of weeks for AEW. Ruby Soho. I mean, we've talked to Ruby Soho, emotional about now being a part of AEW. And you look at this women's division now, Tony. You know, Thunder Rosa, Dr. Britt Baker, your champion. You know, Ruby Soho. This is a really strong women's division right now for AEW.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was one of the statements I really wanted to make at All Out. We made a ton of statements at All Out. It was our most successful pay-per-view and really one of the great pay-per-view success stories of the last 20 years. I really believe the division has gotten so strong and it's gone to be a real strength of AEW and great women's world champion, Dr. Britt Baker. And we have some great contenders coming up. And I have some real plans for the women's division I'm very excited about. And really nobody knows about what this stuff is because I've got some real great matches up my sleeve and some exciting plans. But what's happening right now is tremendous. And Britt has been a great champion. But I have to say, in the time she's been champion, we've had the hottest run we've ever had for ratings, live attendance, pay-per-view. It's been real special. And in that time, we've also had our biggest free agent coming in, Ruby Soho. She's got a great connection with the crowd. And I'm really excited for tonight on Rampage. They're going to go face to face in the ring. And it'll be the last time we'll see them in the ring, in there with each other before the title match. The title match is going to be just a huge part of the AEW Dynamite Grand Slam next week. Britt Baker versus Ruby Soho, one-on-one for the world title. And they both also are very charismatic, and the crowd is really into both of them in very different ways. I think Ruby Soho is right now one of our hottest baby faces, and Britt Baker is incredibly polarizing, but she gets incredible reactions either way, no matter what people think of her. And I think it'll be a really cool segment tonight on TNT, getting to see the world champion Britt Baker and the number one contender Ruby Soho face off ahead of the match on Wednesday.
You know, this past week in New Jersey, that was supposed to be back in March 2020, Blood and Guts. So, you know, people for a year and a half held on to those tickets to be a part of that show this past Wednesday. And it showed, I think, Tony, the excitement in that crowd being there. Like when Dan Lambert was talking, I couldn't hear him because the crowd was so loud. Same thing with MJF. I mean, how does it feel for you to know that there's so many hardcore dedicated fans that held on to those tickets for a year and a half to make sure they were a part of it this past Wednesday?
It feels amazing, but I'm also, as a wrestling fan, not surprised. I always wanted AEW to get to this point. I think it's the best of a few different things. And people might disagree with this. It's just my opinion. But I've always wanted AEW to have the spirit of ECW and those hardcore fans and all the great hardcore fans and that independent spirit that has really lived on through those same fans that they've spread to others over the last 20 plus years with the financial muscle and backing of WCW. And like ECW, there is one crazy person who stays up all night and is constantly editing and rewriting and tweaking ideas. And then that's me. And ECW was, you know, the brainchild of Paul Heyman. And he was a crazy workhorse and had tons of ideas and was constantly tweaking the cards. But another thing, in addition to being a really good matchmaker, Paul had was his finger on the pulse of his fans. And I try to have that. And, you know, they never had the financial muscle of WCW. They never had the agreement with TNT and the huge distribution that WCW had. We do have those things. I do have the billions of dollars in financial muscle of TNT, but instead of relying on the network for the money and the muscle, we brought our own. And instead of, having the network and the booking committee and all that creative influences, it's one person's vision. And people may not always agree with it, but I think it has helped, especially in the past couple of years and really through the pandemic as I got more organized, to have one matchmaker making all the cards. And it really helps down to even elevation and dark, I think, because there is a clear path for people. There's a clear trajectory. And I'm really glad you brought up the women's division, because it's something I've been spending a ton of time on and trying to build up more stars in the women's division. And I have a lot of long-term planning there. And just in general, I think right now the hierarchy of the card, it's really cool. There's a lot of big stars from the outside coming in. There's a lot of established stars in AEW. And there's also a lot of people who aren't necessarily stars that are established part of AEW television that millions of fans have seen them. They know them and they have a great chance to either move up to the top of the card or, you know, they might continue to be the people appearing on Dynamite waiting to break through. I just think right now it's a great time for wrestling fans. I've always dreamed of the company getting into this position. And now that we're here, we just can't afford to steer the ship into a bad position, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I think there needs to be a balance. And, you know, Tony, being a football guy, you know, you look at the Tampa Bay Bucks who won the Super Bowl last year, there was a balance with their team. And I think AEW has that back now. You need veterans that are going to be able to mentor people. You need stars that people are going to want to see and that, you know, are going to perform. And then you also need younger athletes that can grow within the system and be homegrown that people are going to want to see as well. And I think AEW has that perfect balance right now.
I appreciate you saying that, Dave. I really appreciate you saying that. It's very flattering and it's gratifying, but I can't disagree with it. The shows just feel really strong to me right now. And that seems to be a consensus opinion. You see a few people disagree with it, but I think those are some people you might not ever get. And it's okay. You know, in sports, there are people that are fans of a brand and a team. And I think some of that has carried over to wrestling. And it's been that way for a long time, that there's some brand allegiance and there might be some people that will never want to watch AEW. And that's okay. But I do think a lot of wrestling fans have found it appealing. And if you haven't watched it recently, especially since the fans came back and the pandemic ended, you might want to check it out, because it's a show that is the number one show on Wednesday, not just wrestling show. It's the number one show on all of cable. We're beating everything. And I think there are bad faith actors out there who would tell you, like, oh, this isn't as hot as, you know, wrestling was 20 years ago. Well, that's all relative. But the fact is, it is the number one show on cable. And that's probably the best measure of all, because there's a lot of shows out there. It's not just wrestling in the world. And if you look out, there's hundreds of shows on TV on a Wednesday night. And of all of them, the number one show is AEW wrestling. So that probably says something. And it's not just happening one week. It's happened every week for four straight weeks and a lot of times this year. And to be honest, that's not something that had happened ever before this year. We've been doing the show in 2019 and 2020, and we'd had a lot of top five finishes. We'd finish number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, but never number one. And it was really gratifying the first time it happened. I believe it was April 14th of this year. And it has continued to happen several times since then. And it's just very gratifying. And I think it's the ultimate win for us. And like I say, it's not a team sport. And because of the nature of this business and the creative aspect of it, there's not exactly statistics to look at like there are in other sports. So wrestling fans, they end up looking at TV ratings, pay-per-view buy rates, attendance, and they look at these things as almost wins and losses, like for a football team. And I think it's good. Our fans are really excited. There's nothing wrong with being excited about AEW winning the demo. There's nothing wrong with being excited about AEW being number one on cable. I think wrestling fans have always tracked these business metrics. My friend Eric Bischoff does a podcast called 83 Weeks, and yep, that's named after an 83-week run that happened over 20 years ago. So I think wrestling fans always have had an interest in these facts and figures and statistics because wrestling fans love their sport, and some of these business metrics are how we measure our sport, just like wins, losses, yards, touchdowns, interceptions, sacks are things that we look at in football.
Yeah, and you're winning in those stats. That 18 to 49 demographic, I know, in TV is key, and you have that 18 to 49 demographic. And we talk about this younger talent, Tony. Is there somebody that you have seen over these last few months that you're extremely proud of when it comes to the younger talent that's on the roster right now?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked. Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate that. It's a multi-tiered question, and I think you have to look at each of the shows and how people have broken through. I'm very excited about some of the young stars that I feel like will be top stars for us for a long time to come. Everyone forgets how young MJF is. He's out there talking every week, and it feels like he's a 20-year veteran sometimes because he's so comfortable. But, yep, you know, MJF is still a young wrestler in his mid-20s, and Jungle Boy, a guy in his early 20s. I'm so excited for him. I'm so excited about what's happening in the women's division with Jade Cargill as a young rookie wrestler in her 20s who has just been dominant. And clearly there's a lot of interest in Jade. We've seen a lot of search traffic. You know, anybody can go out and look at the search traffic from Wednesday. Huge spike for Jade. Her match did really well. She had a great match with Layla Hirsch, and it was the toughest test I think in-ring Jade has had yet. She's been tremendous. And again, in that division, you know, Britt Baker and Ruby Soho are veterans, but they're also young women who are going to, I think, have a tremendous match on Dynamite next week. So much exciting stuff happening there. I think Sammy Guevara is a young breakout star waiting to happen. And this is really people at the top of the cards, but at every level of the card, there are young wrestlers I'm excited about and their development. And Dante Martin at 20 years old has come in and become to me,
wow,
a TV breakthrough star waiting to happen. Right. I mean, we're seeing a wrestler get better in front of our very eyes every week. And I know he's getting close to that big breakthrough win on Dynamite. He had a great tag match this week with Matt Sydal teaming against FTR. He's had some really tremendous showings lately. Great match with Will Hobbs a few weeks ago. I just think Dante's pretty close to a breakthrough himself. There's a lot of young stars on this roster, and I have some stuff up my sleeve coming soon too. So it's something we're always keeping an eye on, is trying to find young stars for the future. And I think we have a great young roster.
Well, I tell you, like, Dante is like right is one of my favorites, if not my favorite. His expression has gotten so dramatically better over the last month or two, and I think it's a byproduct of being in a great environment and a comfortable environment to learn. Will Hobbs, another one. Yep. I mean, just young homegrown talents that are thriving. And I'm telling you, man, the future is bright for pro wrestling.
I agree. I really agree. And I'm very excited for tonight's show. I'm in complete agreement. And Mark, you get to showcase a lot of these great young wrestlers in your interview segment every Friday on Rampage. I'm really looking forward to that. I think another young wrestler who's broken through, I'm very excited about, is Absolute Ricky Starks. I'm very excited tonight. We'll get to hear Ricky Starks joining the commentary table with Taz, which will be a lot of fun. And we got a great team on Rampage, and I think it's going to be a fun night. A lot of great stars. Again, really excited for Britt Baker and Ruby Soho to get in the ring and face off ahead of the title match. And as we get close to wrapping up, I just I'd like to say as a fun note, it was really fun working with all the women in the Women Casino Battle Royale as their agent. And there's been huge improvement in the division. I really appreciate you guys bringing it up. And I think there's just a lot of young wrestlers in there too. Keep an eye on in the next year in AEW. I think a lot of young stars are going to break through.
Yeah, and I hate Thunder Rosa. Tony, thank you so much, as always, for the time. Don't forget, AEW Rampage tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and the huge show in Queens next week, AEW Dynamite on Wednesday at 8 p.m., and then a special two-hour Rampage next week from Queens, and again, tonight in Newark, New Jersey. Tony, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Can't wait for Rampage tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And I'm excited for Rampage tonight, too. And it's the last stop before Grand Slam. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.